কান বেদি রাও পারা বসাব দু জানা রাতান বেদি রাও পারা বসাব দু জানা শ্যামা গৌরী আঙ্গে দিব চন্দনের গন্ধা শ্যামা গৌরী আঙ্গে দিব চন্দনের গন্ধা চমর দুলাব হবে হরিমুখা চন্দ্র চমার দুলাব কবে হেরি মুকা চন্দ্র গতি মালা তীর মালা দেব দোহার গালে গতি মালা তীর মালা দেব দোহার হালে আধার তুলিয়া দিব কর্পূর তাম্বুলে আধার তুলিয়া দিব কর্পূর তাম্বুলে রাধা কৃষ্ণ প্রাণ মোর যুগাল কিশোর রাধা কৃষ্ণ প্রাণ মোর দুলার ললিত বিশাখাদি যত সখী বৃন্দ ললিত বিশাখাদি যত সখী বৃন্দ আজ্ঞান করিব সেব চরণ রবিন্দ আজ্ঞান করিব সেব চরণ রবিন্দ শ্রীকৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য প্রভু দশের অনুদাস শ্রীকৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য প্রভু শ্রীকৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য প্রভুর দাসের অনুদাস শ্রীকৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য প্রভু দাসের অনুদাস সেবা বিলাসা করে নরোত্তম দাস সেবা বিলাসা করে নরোত্তম দাস রাধা কৃষ্ণ প্রণাম মোর কিশোর রাধা কৃষ্ণ প্রণাম যুগল কিশোর রাধা কৃষ্ণ প্রণাম যুগল কিশোর রাধা কৃষ্ণ প্রণাম যুগল কিশোর জয় রাধা মাধবা কুঞ্জ বিহারি জয় রাধমা গোপী জন ভল্লাভা গিরিবরাধারি যশোদানন্দনা ব্রজ জনরঞ্জনা যশোদানন্দনা ব্রজ জনরঞ্জনা जमुना तीरावनचारी जमुना तीरा जमुना तीरावनचारी जमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा मधव कुंज विहारी राधा माधव जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी
We can read a translation of this nice song of Narottam Das Thakur. The divine couple Sri Radha and Krishna are my life and soul. In life or in death, I have no other refuge but them. In a forest of small kadamba trees on the bank of the Jamuna, I will sit the divine couple on a throne made of brilliant jewels. I will anoint the dark and fair forms with sandalwood paste, essence with kuja, and I will fan them with a chamara whisk. When will I behold their moon-like faces? After stringing together garlands of malati flowers, I will place them around their necks, and I will offer tambula scented with camphor to the lotus mouth. With the permission of all the sakis guided by Lalita and Vishakha, I will serve the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. Narottam Das, the servant of the servant of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, longs for this service to the divine couple. Jai Sri Narottam Das Thakur Ki Jai. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Janmadyasya jato nyaya ditaratas chartesu avignyaswarat tene brahma vridadikavaye muhyanti yatsurayo tejo varimridam jata vinimayo jata trisharvamrasa dharma swena sadanirashtakuhakam Satyam Param Dimahi Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya I think this starts a new chapter, so we're going to read also. Summary, chapter 19, King Jayati achieves liberation. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Avoy Charanaravindam. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. This 19th chapter describes how Maharaj Jayati achieved liberation after he recounted the figurative story of the goat and the she-goat. After many, many years of sexual relationship and enjoyment in the material world, King Jayati finally became disgusted with such materialistic happiness. When satiated with material enjoyment, he devised a story of the he-goat and the she-goat, corresponding to his own life, and narrated the story before his beloved Devayani. The story is as follows. Once upon a time, while a goat was searching in the forest for different types of vegetables to eat, by chance he came to a well in which he saw a she-goat. He became attracted to this she-goat and somehow or other delivered her from the well, and thus they were united. One day thereafter, when the she-goat saw that the he-goat enjoying sex with another she-goat, she became angry, abandoning the he-goat and returned to her brahmana owner, to whom she described the husband's behavior. The brahmana became very angry and cursed the he-goat to lose his sexual power. Thereupon, the he-goat begged the brahmana pardon and was given back the power of sex. Then the he-goat enjoyed sex with the she-goat for many years, but still he was not satisfied. If one is lusty and greedy, even the total stock of gold in this world cannot satisfy one's lusty desires. These desires are like fire. One may pour clarified butter on a blazing fire, but one cannot expect the fire to be extinguished. To extinguish such a fire, one must adopt a different process. The Shastra therefore advises that by intelligence, one renounce the life of enjoyment. Without great endeavor, those with a poor fund of knowledge cannot give up sense and enjoyment, especially in relationship to sex, because a beautiful woman bewilders even the most learned man. King Jayati, however, renounced worldly life and divided his property among his sons. He personally adopted the life of a mendicant or sannyasi, giving up all attraction to material enjoyment, and engaged himself fully in devotional service to the Lord. Thus he attained perfection. Later, when his beloved wife, Devayani, was freed from her mistaken way of life, she also engaged herself in the devotional service of the Lord. Text number one. Sri Shuka Uvacha. Shaitam Acharam Kamam. Straino apahanam admanaha butva priyayaya nirvino gatam etan aghayata. Shri Shuka Uvacha saitam acharam kaman straino pahanavam atmanaha butva priyayai nirvino gatam etam aghayata. Shri Shuka Uvacha saitam acharam kaman straino panavan atmana buddhva priyayai nirvino gatam agatyata. Shri Shuka Uvacha saitam acharam kaman straino panavan atmana butva priyaya nirvino gatam etam agayata. Vaishnavis, Prabhu, please. Shri Shuka Uvacha saitam acharam kaman straino panavana atmana butva priyayai nirvino gatam etam aghayatam. Vaishnavis. Shri Shuka Uvacha saitam acharam kamam straino panavana atmanah butva priyayai nirvino gatam etam aghayata. Shri Shuka Uvacha. Shri Shukadev Goswami said, Saha Maharaj Jayati etam in this way acharam behaving kaman in regard to lusty desires, strainaha, very much attached to women, apahannavam, counteraction, atmanaha, of his own welfare, buddhva, understanding with intelligence, prihayai, unto his beloved wife, Devayani, Nirvinaha, disgusted, Gatam, story. Etam, this as follows. Agayata, narrated. Translation. Sukadev Goswami said, O Maharaj Parikit, Jayati was very much attached to women. In due course of time, however, when disgusted with sexual enjoyment and its bad effects, he renounced this way of life and narrated the following story to his beloved wife. Text number 2. Shrinu bharghadya mangatam madbhidha charitam budhi dhirha yasyanu suchanti vanigrama nivashinah. Translation. My dearly beloved wife, daughter of Sukra Acharya, in this world there was someone exactly like me. Please listen as I narrate the story of his life. By hearing about the life of such householder, those who have retired from householder life always lament. Purport by Sivan. Persons who live in the village or town are called Grama Nivasi, and those who live in the forest are called Vanavasi or Vanaprastha. The Vanaprastha who have retired from family life generally lament about their past life because it engaged them in thrilling to fulfill lusty desires. Prahlad Maharaj said that one should retire from family life as soon as possible, and he described family life as the darkness well. Hitvatma pahatam griham handakupam. If one continuously or permanently concentrates on living with his family, he should be understood to be killing himself. In the Vedic civilization, therefore, it is recommended that one retire from family life at the end of his 50th year and go to the vana, the forest. When he becomes expert or accustomed to forest life or retire life as a vanaprastha, he should accept sannyas. Vanam gato ihat dharin ashrayeta. Sannyas means accepting unalloyed engagement in the service of the Lord. Brahmacharya, grihastha, vanaprastha, and sannyas, one should be very much ashamed of remaining a householder and not promoting oneself to the two higher stages, namely vanaprastha and sannyas. Om ajnana timirandasya gyanam gyana salakaya chakshur militam jena tasmai sri gurave namaha. Nama om vishnu padaya krishna prastaya bhutale shrimate jayapataka swami niti namine. Nama acharya padaya nitai kripa pradayine gaura katha damodaya nagara grama tarine. Nama om vishnu padaya krishna prastaya bhutale shrimate bhakti vedanta swami niti namine. Namaste saraswati deve gauravani pracharine nirvishesha sunnavadi pagatya deshatarine. Hey krishna karuna sindhu dinavandu jagatpate gopesha gopika kanta radha kanta namastute. Tapta kanchana gorangi radhe vrindavanishwari prasavanu shute devi pranamami hari priye. Vanchakalpataru vyascha krapa sindhu vyayevacha patitanam pavanevyo Vaishnavivyo namo namaha. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Sri Vasadi Gaura Vaktorinna. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Hari Om Tat Sat. Srila Prabhupada in the morning when Mogularti would read this wonderful verse, when Srila Prabhupada said, we should have full faith in Krishna and all our fears will disappear and we'll be completely peaceful and happy, full faith in Lord Krishna. Then completely happy or peaceful. Shanti means no more material desires. So he has created this good fortune for us where we can be engaged in the service of Sri Radha Krishna, Sri Gornitai, Sri Krishna Balaram, at his own service and the service of the Vaishnavas. It's like that we cannot give up material desires. Like we were hearing just now from the seventh chapter of the Gita. In the same seventh chapter, Lord Krishna started describing his energies. He said these are vina prakriti rashtada, these are separated material energies. So we are completely surrounded by his separated material energy. We are inside this Durga. Durga means jail, very difficult to overcome. That's what it said, Mama Maya Dura. Dur means durable, cannot be broken. Like in Spanish or Latin, durar or duro means hard. So it's very difficult to get out from the shackles because we are completely surrounded by. The soul, even though situated, floating in the airs and the heart, is completely conscious of this material energy. And the senses are very powerful. Constantly while we encounter with the sense objects. So to be away from this energy is impossible. Mayeva ye papadyante, mayametantarantite. If we surrender to Krishna, if we engage our senses in these wonderful nine processes of bhakti, then our senses become satisfied. We become peaceful and we become satisfied. Shanti, prasanta. We become purnam, complete. What else is there? What else we can desire after we experience the material energy? We see there is very insignificant the pleasure can give compared to the pleasure of Krishna consciousness. So what is there to desire? This is the daughter of Sukra Acharya. So just imagine, Sukra Acharya is not only the guru of the demons, but he is also Venus himself. He is the ruler of this planet. Even though the avatar of Vishnu is Parushuram, you can see why. Because normally the people who have all opulences are the Rajas, the kings, the ones who are in the mode of passion. Raja Vidya, Raja Guhyam, he said the king of education. We can use Raj for something pure, something higher, but in reality, Raja means the mode of passion. That's why this lost, this energy, this desire to enjoy this material energy when we get in contact with the mode of passion. So when we become completely bewildered, the Lord himself comes to chastise their beings. So he is the ruler of Venus. It's like completely opposite. But Sukracharya, he is the one who knows how to expertly guide the demons, how to enjoy. Nowadays, everybody is also looking for enjoyment. Nobody wants to do any tapasya. Everybody wants free, easy going money, enjoyment. But it's a very flickering, and it's not going to appear just so fast. Even the demons know if they really want enjoyment, they have to do tapasya. So we cannot expect any happiness, even material happiness, without tapasya. What to speak to get Krishna? We need to engage in this very simple and wonderful process of sadhana. And engage our senses and our mind in hearing and chanting. And seeing these beautiful forms. Then no other form can be more attractive. Smell this wonderful incense, the smell of prasadam. What else can be more attractive? It's a practical thing. It's something so practical to engage the senses and the sense and the service of the Lord. Then we can become peaceful. Otherwise, there's no way. It's like Srila Prabhupada, this beautiful painting here that shows his complete peacefulness, complete absorption in his Krishna consciousness. And we are supposed to follow in the footsteps. We are not different. It's not difficult for us to absorb ourselves in this process of Krishna consciousness. That's what has been given to us. We are also spirit souls. We have the same capacity. We should never feel ourselves incapable of reaching these states of complete happiness. It's just a question of absorption. We have to jump only in one boat. We cannot have one foot in each boat. It's like this is no taste. We're not going nowhere like that. We were just passing in Calcutta before we left, and was written in a wall. He said, worries are like a rocking chair. Moves a lot, but doesn't take you nowhere. It was interesting. It was like the graffiti in Calcutta. Was good. Yes, no need to worry about anything. Because what is there to really desire or to be worried to, I will get it, or I will lose it? So this wonderful Srimad Bhagavatam give us this taste for what is reality. And obviously, here's talking about Vanaprastha. It's this stage where we should be more and more absorbed in Krishna consciousness. In the Vedic society, dharma, artha, kama, and moksha was understood by all. Dharma, to follow religious principles. Artha, economic development, to able to get more than what we need. But all regulated. Kama was also very regulated. But in Kali Yuga, kama is the only thing that really matters. And it's completely unregulated. Nobody's even happy with kama. It's so unregulated. People, they become completely crazy after kama. The senses become bewildered. People really lose their intelligence in kama. So Lord Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, kamasmi. Yo soy kama. But it has to be so, it has to be taken with all our intelligence, with all our prudence. Otherwise, we get lost and we lose our intelligence and completely bewilder ourselves. So, this process of Krishna consciousness is really the process of balancing. Even Lord Krishna said, the one who don't sleep too much, don't sleep too little, the one who don't eat too much, eat too little. The one who's regulated in the process of enjoyment and work, he can practice these signs. So it's not that we have to give up everything and go to the forest. We have to find the ways to serve Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His mission is to give this name to others. We have to find the ways to be part of it. Just share this name to others. Like Srila Prabhupada, his motto was, for us, is work hard now, samadhi later. We are assured that we're going to achieve perfection just by working for this movement. It's a movement. He always used this word. It's constantly in motion. We are not trying to go to the forest and sit in one place. Even in Vrindavan, now if we will go to one of the forests of Vrindavan, we will not be satisfied there without the movement of Srila Prabhupada. So we need to find how we can be engaged in this process of helping to spread the holy name. How we can be part of a Ratha Yatra, how we can be part of the festivals, how we can be part of the distribution of Srila Prabhupada's books, how we can be part of the distribution of this name, the friendship of the devotees, the reaching aspect. More than preaching, we should be reaching the people through friendship, through love, affection. And let them come in. Just recently, we passed through Munich, and they did a yoga expo organized by the devotees. Yoga expo was in one of the best centers in Munich, and they have all the yoga groups together, but it was organized by the devotees. You enter there, you smell the prasadam, more than 7,000 people through the doors each day, completely new people attracted by this yoga expo. The main aim was the prasadam hall. And then they have different rooms, like the typical exhibition centers where they exhibit cars or BMWs, etc. But it was wonderful. Even though there were places there where they were showing yoga and they were showing all kinds of things, we have a huge place for Kirtan yoga, where Sachinanda Maharaj was having constant preaching. And prasadam was going on. And the people see that the devotees are actually the spearhead. They are the tip of the arrow. The people even who are practicing other yogas, they can see the devotees, they have what is real. How long a person can be standing on his head to get any happiness? Nobody can get any happiness from there. That's why they are also switching to bhakti. They are doing their own bhakti programs. Because, but eventually their bhakti, because it has no power No, if it's no connection with Guru Parampara and with the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they will not get nothing. So eventually this movement is with all the rivers end. So, but we have to achieve, we have to reach them. We cannot just make them see like demons. We have to go and get them. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was preaching to Prakasananda Saraswati, he just sit in the shoe place. He was very humble. He had charmed them by their behavior. And then he was able to preach to them, transform them. He embraced everyone. So our movement is to try to reach people. We will not get contaminated by their craziness, but we have to get there. Like Srila Prabhupada, he will go in the middle of the hippie hill. He's sitting in the middle. Everybody's tripping LSD and he is just chanting. And he's attracting them. He was everywhere, in airports and anywhere. So we have to find ways to go and reach the people outside. And that's our vanaprastha. That's our sannyas. To be fully engaged in this movement. And we can also follow strictly the process of brahmacharya, grihastha, vanaprastha and sannyas. But the vanaprastha is not really the forest for us. Vanaprastha is to be more engaged, more engaged. Where we can go in vanaprastha? We can go to Mayapur, but Mayapur is full engagement. Full engagement in the hearing and chanting. Now the temple is going on so fast, it's shooting like a bamboo. I go every 3 months. When I reach Mayapur again, it's another floor up. Something happening really fast. And it's not going to be like a garden, beautiful forest and garden and a beautiful temple. No, it's a city. Like we see with Srila Prabhupada when he started in Vrindavan, was just a little forest. But now it's a city. Because that's what Mahaprabhu wants everybody to be able to practice. Rivers of people coming through the doors, getting purification, and the devotees there ready to serve. Here also, this temple, this is the future of this temple. In 100 years, who knows, this will be the center of some wonderful spiritual city. Already is happening everywhere. But 100 years, 500 years from now, this is gonna be, this little temple will be a memorial of how it started the devotees. The temple will be somewhere here in the community because even yesterday, at the day of Lord Chaitanya, was just no space for everyone. It's wonderful. Movement, expansion. So that's our complete satisfaction. That's what Srila Prabhupada was completely peaceful and satisfied when he saw that actually the movement was expanding. So it's our same, our happiness to see the movement expands. Other happiness has no taste. Isn't it? So this process of detachment can only happen if we get a higher taste. It's impossible to give up Maya. It's like an illusion to even think that we will be able to give up Maya. It's not possible. But it's possible if we get attached to Krishna. We get attached to this higher taste. Like here, this wonderful meditation of Narottam Das Thakur. He's meditating, how are we going to serve Krishna? So most of the devotees have deities. We have to get this taste for everything related with devotional service. You know, like the deities here are so wonderfully taken care of. Devotees are meditating and how to arrange the flowers, the garlands, the dresses. It's so beautifully organized, the pujari, all the drawers open very nicely. So someone has been meditating. So we have to do this in our home. The temple is just an example how we can take it at home. So people who is married have to live like that. Have to live waking up, shower, tilak, in the 13th place, not just in the forehead. Everything has to be followed so we can utilize the time in Krishna Seva. How to meditate. It's a very nice mystical experience, Krishna consciousness. Everything that we learn in the temples, we carry on anywhere, everywhere, and that's the beauty of this process. Clean clothes, meditating in clean dhotis and clean saris, so then our minds is completely absorbed, even though it looks material, but it's actually for the service of Krishna. Obviously, Varnashram in Vedic society means brahmacharya first, to be able to be a a good vanaprastha and sannyas. I see, I moved to India in 2000. The kids, they are taking care of my sons. They were 5 and 7. And they have been in the Gurukul all these years. It's so easy for them to have tapasya. It's just so easy. They don't have beds. They have a straw mat. From Manipur, they're like this thick. It's just a straw mat. So every day they just roll the mat, clean the place. They can sleep anywhere. They don't have pillows. They don't have. So they learn tapasya in the beginning so they can take it later on also. They don't have this concept of comfort. This does not exist. Doesn't matter how soft is the mattress, always they will be insatisfaction. That's why they keep inventing new things. Sleeping is, I passed Calcutta, I see men sleeping in the middle of the beep, beep, bop, bop. They're sleeping very soundly. They clean the place, you know, they put some cardboard, and they very nicely sleeping. He's comfortably sleeping. So it's an illusion, this all about comfort. So it's necessary to give first brahmacharya. So then automatically they go through the grihastha stage, they will see how complicated it is. They will always desire to go back to simplicity. Because it's just complicated. The mind gets the senses of the wife, the senses of the devotee, the senses of the children. They just get a little complicated. And then it's more easy to desire vanaprastha and eventually be free from everything. Yes, yeah, like that. It's just the mind. But it's so nice that we have devotee families. We have Krishna and Lord Chaitanya has made it so wonderful for the devotees. As we see, the majority of devotees of Lord Chaitanya, they were not sannyasis. They were all grihasthas. And they were all extremely happy in the service of Lord Chaitanya. So Srila Prabhupada has also created the same facility for Matajis and devotees to be fully engaged. There's no limitations. We all can be very fully engaged. But we really have to desire that. We have to pray to Krishna to take away all our material desires without fear. Sometimes we can even pray. We don't want to pray thinking that Krishna will take things away. No, Krishna is saying for the ones who are surrendered, they are worshiping with devotion, I carry what they lack, I protect what they have. He's our best friend. He will never do something that is harmful for the devotee. He will only do what is good for him. So with this in mind, we have completely a full faith in asking Mahaprabhu, ask Guru and Gauranga, to take away all our useless material desires. So we can fast, get the taste for the name, get the taste for the service, and be able to see the sunrise every day after a few japas completed. That's the greatest taste. Thank you very much. If you have any comment, please. Any question? Yes, Prabhu.
Very nice. But one thing I was just reading recently in Navadvip Bhava Taranga, very beginning, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is revealing that in Antardweep, and they have it also in Chaitanya's map there, that is a garden called Ishodhyan. Bhaktivinoda Thakur conceived, this is within Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's heart, and should be within our heart also. So even though we're talking city, but
yes,
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going to the garden, and what is it, Balaganji garden, mm-hmm. Yeah. And Vrindavan, and whole Bengal was a garden at one time, probably. So city means we're attracting people, but actually we want to create this nice atmosphere, not just like industrial building.
Yes,
we shouldn't
definitely
think that this is the ideal, ultimate, you know. In Dwarka, even there's so many gardens, even though there's palaces.
That's what Srila Prabhupada said, that Mayapur should look like Dwarka. So, this kind of city. We're talking about that kind of city, not Calcutta style.
But it's tending in that direction right now, Mayapur, you know.
So. Some places, they're, because it's just so needed, you know, the devotees need a place to stay. Like Swarup, what's Gaur Nagar? Gornagar has a lot of houses in this area. And we were all disturbed seeing how many houses are coming up. But when you go there at 5:30, Prabhu is all conscious and worship and devotees chanting. And it's just the company is so nice.
As soon as we go outside the property, though, this plastic bag and...
Yeah. Unfortunately, Kali Yuga arrived with his plastic also there in India. And, India was all throwing away. We remember when the early 70s.
I took one
India
time,
so
I went
nice.
To Navadvip, and I was barefoot. I was thinking, I hope I don't step on glass. And I remember I never saw a piece of broken glass throughout the whole Navadvip because people would take it and do something with it, recycle.
Yes. But plastic is very difficult. The only thing we can do is that we should not use plastic. But until, I don't know, must be a facet because already some countries, they're already taking away all this. But it's a facet that the people just make it so easy through plastic. Even beautiful baskets before used to be for putting the tulsi and bring it to Nisringadev. Now the devotees are bringing the little bags with tulsi with plastic. So it's just the plastic is, I don't know, it's some kind of karma.
Prabhupada became disturbed because there were sugarcane spit outs on Bhaktisiddhanta Road, not on our property. And he was asking Japataka and others, why is this here? And they were saying, well, what are we supposed to do? It's a public road. He said, no. In other words, we're supposed to be so responsible that he didn't even want a sugarcane spit out, which is completely organic.
Yeah.
What to speak of. We don't want to talk about what it looks like.
Yeah. Yes, but we have hope. And it's that's why it's needed more and more devotees. And it's going on. It's beautiful gardens, beautiful places, like the Gurukul especially. When you go there, you can see the mode of goodness very nicely set there. Now they are making a big hut, the tallest hut ever made in Bengal. It's a combination of a brick. It's a little bigger than this, the area inside. And it's all brick, nice columns made out of brick. And then on top of that, it's going to shoot a triangular hut. But the bamboo can be interchanged, so they will never really, will never is a big word, will last longer. Yes, so this will be hold all the kirtans, all the sadhana, worshipping of the ishtadevas, the jagyas. And it's going on so nicely. From 5 students that we start in the year 2000, now it's 57 students from all countries. And they're graduating, and definitely they will carry this and maybe make this kind of school somewhere else. It's working really nicely, very purely, a lot of control. But especially the kids themselves, they are growing in such a pure taste of mother goodness. When I ask my kid, like now I just call him, so how you're doing? I'm fine, Peter. It's not like, yeah, I'm doing great, yeah, woo, 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 woo. No, it's just sober mother goodness, satisfied. So this is what Srila Prabhupada always wanted, is going along the construction of the temple. The future of the movement is good education of our children, given these days from the very beginning. Yes, Prabhu.
Thank you for your class, Prabhu. I like the preaching mood. You can tell the influence of Jayapataka Maharaj. It's nice to talk about the mission and how to bring others in. And yesterday when I was on Sankirtan, I met this girl sitting in her truck, and I gave her a bhakti, the art of eternal love. And she told me she was a student, but she had quit school. She's an equestrian down in Ocala. The people with money have horses. And so she was going to college to get her degree to do what she loves, horses, but she hated it, and she quit school. So, and she was in her, maybe 25 or something. So when I gave her the book, I walked away. I was doing this parking lot, walking around, distributing books. And about 45 minutes, she was sitting there in her truck just reading the book. So I couldn't stand it anymore. I went back to her and I said, what do you think? And she said, I've never seen anything like this. What is this? So I gave her the mantra card and I taught her the mantra. And she chanted the mantra. And she told me, she said, I don't know anything about this, but I like this, and I invited her to come here. It's about 50 miles from here, but she was, I distribute a lot of books, and I usually don't see any kind of reaction or even ask the people later, because they take the book, and I never see them again. But this girl just sat there reading the book, just cover to cover, and it was just amazing to me. And so I liked it when you were talking about bringing people in.
You have to
reach people. We don't go out, most people don't come here. You know, most of the people that come here are already devotees.
Mahaprabhu said that there are fruits. He said, let me give the fruits. Fruit means mango, means very sweet. We have to hold this Krishna consciousness and give it to others, you know, like a sweet fruit. Because it is. The people is so hankering for it. We relish it when we got the first bite of it, you know, which is Krishna consciousness was so sweet. It still is.
Well, when Parshana Maharaj was giving his class, he was telling how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had left seeds of hope for the pilgrims that are making their way back to Godhead. So that's our whole mission. I mean, that's I like to stay in that mood, missionary mood, because that's how I got this. You know, when I was a kid, somebody gave me a book, and you know, my whole life, it's been Krishna saved me. So
we have to inspire the people to preach. Before in 1980s, 82, 83, we were in Miami Beach. Mother Narottaka Gopal was also there. It was so nice to go out and distribute books. The devotees in the airport was constantly there. So every time I fly from any South America or something, sometimes they will see money. You know, I have no money. You return ticket, come one-way ticket. You can to the little room, you know. So then in the little room, I said, what are you coming to do here? I'm a Hare Krishna. Oh, you're a Hare Krishna. Can you tell them to send more cookies over here? You're just the policemen on the other side are getting all. Because they used to make some wonderful cookies. And the devotees used to give cookies. But this time that we enter into Miami, the gentleman was talking in the booth of the immigration. He said, what are you coming to here? We are coming for a Hare Krishna festival. A what? A Hare Krishna? What is Hare Krishna? He didn't have a clue. And this was never happened before. You know, because there everybody knew what Hare Krishna was because we were at the airport, we were everywhere. And I have to repeat a few times what is Hare Krishna. It happened to a few people also, Manarupa, isn't it? They didn't know what was Hare Krishna. We did a little preaching there in the Ratha Yatra. And then from the preaching in the Ratha Yatra came immediately the threat, you know, people. And then we then went to a Namahat in one of the beaches. And I don't remember the name of the beach. It was a nice group of people. And they were coming to hear an astrologer talk. But we just brought Bhagavad Gita's and japas, and we were talking, chanting and giving japa. And one of the ladies at the end, when they were, said, when I was a 16-year-old student in Medellin, Colombia, I saw the Hare Krishna's chanting, and I followed them, and I arrived some temple, and I took prasadam. But since then, I have the mantra, and I never saw them again. This is a 50-year-old lady. So I always chant the mantra. I put my little baby to sleep, the granddaughter. So I put her to sleep chanting the mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. She says, so I'm so happy they found you again. I didn't know they was coming to meet the Hare Krishna. So this is like the impetus that Krishna is. The seeds that we put there, like you said, these seeds, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's spreading, they are really growing. The other lady said that she, just before leaving Colombia, she went to a Hare Krishna temple and got so inspired. But then she came to America and was feeling very lonely. So she asked a taxi driver to take her to the address of the temple. And when they were reaching, said, what kind of temple you are going? Say, oh, to a Hare Krishna temple. Say, oh, no, don't go there. Don't go there. This is a very dangerous place. And the guy didn't want to drop her to the temple. So she returned into somewhere else. The guy was a Christian priest. She said, 19 years ago she came to Miami. She never visited the temple. But somehow or other with this meeting, she again got so fired up that Krishna was reaching her. So we have to go there because the people really need. And to see that you all doing Ratha Yatras in the cities, all this is, it's just so nice. It's so nice. I have to see that this movement is even sweeter than before. And the people really don't have anything out there, nothing. Nothing they can really give and taste. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Radha Krishna Pranamora.